The parade route was different today because Music Hall is under renovation, but the message was the same as people walked from the Freedom Center and Fountain Square to the Taft Theater. They did come on into the Taft for music and a message. The emotionally charged wordplay Cincy Scribes were on track for the program theme of unfair, unequal, and unacceptable.
Because this judicial system is rigged. You have the power to keep us safe and protect us. Instead, you're killing us in plain daylight.
We cry and we plead not to be harmed. Yet walking down the street, I see everyone armed.
Wordplay wants peace, and keynote speaker Dr. Adam Clark had some advice from Martin Luther King.
The best way to honor King is not by condemning the segregationist mentality of the 1950s and the 1960s. It is by using his legacy to combat the injustices that are embedded in our taken for grantedness of our day.
Clark chose to focus on a more radical King from 1963 to 1968. High school senior Chris Braxton was at the King commemoration and has his own way of keeping and promoting peace.
I just keep my faith in God because, I mean, he's the one who really leads us. And we just have to stand behind our new president, Donald Trump, no matter what happens, because it's not like we can't overrule him as the people unless they, like, veto him out or something, but we just have to keep our faith in God.
Mildred Miles left the program today hopeful.
I thought it was beautiful because one day we shall get together and overcome.
Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.